This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. It's a live Tuesday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
You can give us a call, talk about whatever's on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. But there's been some pretty big news in the Apple case. Just to bring people up to speed, if you've been, you know, haven't been, you know, checking in on this, there was some horrifying shooting that went on in San Bernardino, ostensibly by these Muslim folks that were at some party that maybe didn't like what was said or something. I don't entirely know, but they killed a bunch of people is what the story is. And obviously, the FBI wants to find out as much as they can about these people, who they were hanging out with, you know, whether are there other dangerous people running, milling about, and that kind of thing. They had, like just about everybody, a smartphone. That smartphone was produced by Apple, and they, for whatever reason, I believe the FBI tried to crack into the phone, and that kind of locked it up. Does that sound about right, Johnson?
With the original, the San Bernardino phone?
The San Bernardino phone.
No. They would have had access to everything had they not gone and changed the password on the iCloud backup of the account.
That's kind of what I meant.
Yeah, but they didn't lock it up, no.
Okay.
Cool. Apple has a default procedure built into the phones to slow down any sort of password attempts and delete and lock up the phone if they were to repeatedly try and brute force it.
Ham-fisted attempts at accessing the phone resulted in the phone being locked up.
No. If they had done that, they would have deleted and had absolutely no access to the data ever again. It would be gone.
All right. Well, I guess I don't entirely understand what happened, but all right. And maybe I will never understand. You know, gizmos
maybe,
and those sorts of things. However, they FBI wants Apple to give them access to the phone. Apple says, nope, it's a privacy issue, and we're not going to bend on this issue.
The method that they want to use to give access to the phone, it would be like instead of, like, let's say the San Bernardino shooters, like, the reasonable thing would be to do, we want to investigate their house. We can't get in. The house is locked. Give us a key to the house. Right?
Yes.
That's the thing. The analogy here is what they want is, they say, what they're saying is, well, what we actually want is a mold to a skeleton key that unlocks every house of this type in the country.
Yes.
In the world, actually.
Yeah. And that much I knew to be the case is that they basically wanted access to all the iPhones. And Apple certainly isn't going to do that.
Right.
And so then it goes to court. And in one case, the judge says, Apple, open that phone. And a couple of days later, another judge says, Apple, you needn't open that phone. And now, apparently, there's a resolution, maybe, of sorts in the case?
Well, sort of. I guess, originally, what was thought is that Apple had dropped its case. But I guess what has happened is that the FBI, or sorry, Apple dropped the case. That the FBI had dropped the case, I'm sorry. And that's not actually what happened, but what they did do is file a motion to vacate today's scheduled court hearing and the showdown over its demands that Apple unlock that San Bernardino phone. So they're basically motioning to vacate. They're basically saying, we don't need you anymore. Like, that's the implication anyway, is that maybe they've figured out a way to unlock the phone on their own. And they've been obviously testing with other phones. So it seems pretty likely that if they're backing off the case, they've found a way to unlock not just the San Bernardino phone, but probably just iPhones in general, maybe. But it's not known for sure.
I was just listening to NPR on the way here, and they were reporting that essentially some third party walked in the door and said, here's
John
how you
McAfee.
Handle this.
Here's just
how you
kidding.
Handle this. It could be John McAfee. He claimed to be able to do it, and then he claimed that he just claimed to be able to do it to get publicity. And now the FBI claims that somebody was able to do it. So
right.
Was it John McAfee? I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
You know, was it somebody else? That seems more likely to me, just by the sheer number. There's one person in the world called, you know, one John McAfee in the world, and there's 7 billion other people. So seems more likely that it is not John McAfee, but all right.
All right, so let me get into the details here. This is all pretty straightforward stuff. I think some of it we already know. Government late Monday afternoon filed a motion to vacate, likely putting a halt to the saga that began in mid-February when a federal magistrate ordered Apple to help the FBI access a phone belonging to one of the shooters involved in last December's attack that killed 14 in San Bernardino, California. The motion also indicates that the FBI may have found a way to onto the phone without Apple's help. On Sunday, March 20th, 2016, an outside party demonstrated to the FBI a possible method for unlocking shooter Syed Farouk's phone, the motion says. Testing is required.
Some outside party.
Yep. Testing is required to determine whether it is a viable method that will not compromise data on Farouk's iPhone. If the method is viable, it should eliminate the need for assistance from Apple Incorporated set forth in the All Writs Act order on this case.
So does this mean that the FBI now has access to every iPhone 9 or whatever the hell this is?
I guess. I don't know. This is an older iPhone, so this is an iPhone 7.
But does it have an OS 9?
What?
OS 9 or something?
No. Okay. It's iOS 7.
Okay.
So it's an older phone. It might be a modern phone, but it's got an older OS for sure. They are not going to be, on newer phones, they would not be able to supposedly do this. I mean, it's like impossible. Like, Apple can't even help them on the newer phones. It just, because it was an iPhone 7 was the only reason why Apple could even do anything about it.
Let me ask you this. If Apple, what Apple's looking like to me is the premier platform when it comes to encryption as far as your phone goes.
So far, yeah.
I know you are an Apple guy, and I generally am not an Apple product person generally.
Well, the reason why this is because Apple has enabled full disk encryption by default on the phone.
Okay.
That's pretty huge.
Yeah.
The phone is encrypted by default until you unlock the phone, because there's like hardware in the phone doing the encryption as well. So until you unlock the phone, your phone is encrypted. It's useless gibberish until magically when it's unlocked, it runs at full speed, fully encrypted. That's great.
Is there something comparable in the Windows or
TrueCrypt?
What's the other one? Android Sphere?
I don't know about Android. Enough, unfortunately. I've only been an Android user for 6 months, and I was.
Oh, you are an Android user.
I was.
Okay.
And then
you went back.
I'm going back.
Yes, I remember. I was there for the drama on Facebook. You're like, I hate Apple. I'm leaving Apple. And then 6 months later, you're like, I hate Android. I'm leaving Android.
Well, it was never a hate Apple thing. It was always I've always wanted to try Android.
Okay.
I like the idea. There are things that Apple does that I don't like for sure.
Yeah, sure.
And there are a lot of technology.
I like the sound of this encryption that gave the FBI trouble for a long time. Yeah. I got to say that.
Yep. I mean, there are a lot of activists out there, technology people who hate Google. They really just loathe Google. And I'm kind of one of these people that I've always like, I kind of trust Google a lot more than I should. There are a lot of people that naysay Google and like, Google did this, Google. I'm like, that's not really what happened. You're misunderstanding the situation. And, usually it bears out to be that's exactly the case, is that, whoever is involved in the techno panic was misunderstanding. I find that Google generally takes pretty positive actions.
Ever stood up to the U.S. government in the way that Apple stood up to the U.S. government here? Because I have never seen anyone take this strong of a stand.
No technology company, I don't think, has ever had to go this far.
Right.
And the furthest thing that Google did is that Google gets these information requests for customer data, and they fight to the extent that they can until they're ordered. They haven't ever gone beyond an order and said nope, like Apple has. But they are doing a publishing, so they're publishing all these requests. So they're basically saying, look at how often these governments from these countries are asking us for information, and who are they asking about, and what agencies are asking. And so there's the Google transparency report that talks about
transparency is good.
Yeah,
it's about certainly if they're transparent turning over information, then
but it's also mitigable. But it was also like the government said, don't talk about this, and Google's like, well, guess what?
That anyway.
Yeah, so it did do that. So
it's something.
Yeah.
I still got to say that I like the sound of a phone that has full disk encryption built right in.
I got to imagine Google won't be far behind on this, actually. Okay. I know that they've been talking
about Google doesn't control the phones. Google is just the software in this
case.
Right,
but they could maybe do something with the software. The only problem is that to get real good encryption, you need hardware to speed it up.
If you know something about Google on this or have some comments, the number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE or LRN.FM on Skype. It's Free Talk Live. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car, sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and comment on this iPhone situation. It looks like the FBI has figured out a way to crack into the iPhone. And, well, I don't know. I'm disturbed. Are you? I can tell you that something that could be helpful in a circumstance like this, and it does work on phones, is to have a VPN. So if you want to be protected against unreasonable search and seizure of your stuff, and in this case I wouldn't say it is unreasonable search and seizure, the person's dead and likely was a pretty heinous criminal, but Apple wasn't budging. But I recommend ProXPN because it can give you privacy. It's a virtual private network that encrypts the data right from your phone or mobile, or your computer. And they offer VPN, which is the gold standard network encryption. It works for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux. Unlike other VPNs, ProXPN keeps no logs of your activities whatsoever. And with more servers being added all the time, ProXPN works hard to give you greater speed and security compared to other VPNs. If you're a Windows user, ask ProXPN about changing your DNS settings for even greater anonymity. They accept credit card and even Bitcoin. If you use the code FTL50, you can get 50% off the regular monthly price for the lifetime of an annual account. And that can end up being cheaper per month than a good cup of coffee. Use the internet the way it was meant to be used. Go to ProXPN.com right now and use the code FTL50 and take back the privacy that you're right. ProXPN.com. Coupon code FTL50.
You know, I just had a thought with the ProXPN, the whole ProXPN situation and this, the FBI, Playpen was the name of the website, the Onion website?
Yes, that's the name of the website that the FBI was running. It's a child porn website the FBI was distributing, through which the FBI was distributing child porn.
Right, and supposedly the way that their honeypot trap supposedly worked is that they had some sort of a flash application running on the site that would expose the IP address of the user, because the flash thing would cause their computer to send out their IP to the
ping it somehow.
Ping it.
But
ping
let me ask you this though: did one? My understanding of it is that one would have had to enable flash on Tor in order for that to be the case. That this was an opt-in situation as opposed to an opt-out.
Right, so somebody would have had to enable flash on Tor.
Sounds remarkably dumb.
Right, so they would have to enable flash on Tor, and then I wonder if they were running a VPN service on top of, like if somebody were by default running ProXPN, like if they ran ProXPN all the time,
right,
then the IP address that would be reported would be the ProXPN IP address.
Okay.
So I'm just thinking, like if anybody were to be running, if somebody ran their VPN all the time, then the IP address reported would not be the IP address that they actually operate on.
These are questions I ask myself, but they're all sort of theoretical for me.
Right.
I would be too scared to even, test this.
Right.
So, for instance, as a journalist,
there's no way to test it anyway, because you would have to, have somebody on the FBI side go, yeah, this is the IP we saw.
That's true.
There's no way to actually test this.
As a journalist, though, I believe that journalists should be able to report on all aspects of society, including criminal aspects.
Right.
That, I don't think that you should, as a journalist, just because you go investigating child pornography websites on the dark web, that you should be swept up, for that. So I wouldn't, even though I am interested in what you're saying, I think that theoretically that's true.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even as a journalist consider doing that story because these people scare me so much.
Yeah, I mean the one thing that
there is nothing like this. There is nothing in the world like child pornography that you can sort of relate to it, because what it is it's a crime for viewing. And I'll point this out. This is really important. The FBI. Nobody's calling for the FBI's head here, even though they were distributing child porn, because nobody believes the FBI was a bunch of – they weren't enjoying it.
We don't actually look at it.
Right.
Right? Is that what their claim? Could that be their claim?
Well, no.
We offer it up, but we don't actually ever look at it.
They're claiming that that they did it. That they're clearly claiming that that's what they did. But they're saying that we didn't enjoy it. And that was true also for...
I guarantee you there are agents that are going, I want to work in that department.
Well, there's a handful of them, but I don't know what their number is. And because they're FBI agents, we are to assume that they don't do that.
Oh, yeah.
They've been psychologically
profiled. We are... ensure that our agents are of the most sound. Yeah, sure they are.
But Townsend...
Just like the police, too, right? Yeah, okay.
Townsend of the Who, Pete Townsend, he got snatched up a few years ago for child porn, and it turns out that he was on some big anti-child porn crusade. So they dropped the charges on him because he wasn't thinking the way that, you're not supposed to think.
Right.
So this is truly... a thought crime. Now, right. I'm not saying that I like child pornography. I'm not saying that I like pedophiles. I'm letting anything like this. I'm just saying it's unique in a strange way.
Right.
Is that I could probably get away with reporting on it if it wasn't for the fact that somebody might think that I like it.
Right.
And the other thing is, scares the bejesus out of me.
The warrant also specifically shows, to me, it seems that it indicates if it's a single access to a site like that, right? That seems to me to clearly indicate, like, oh, we can just look at this report and go, oh, that was journalism intent. It was a single access. Like, because a porn fiend would likely be going to a site over and over and over again.
Yeah, even if you downloaded, you went and downloaded a bunch of stuff, you'd probably go back to get more stuff, it would seem like. Because, you're only sexually satiated for, I don't know, it depends on the person, but let's call it anywhere from 6 hours to 6 days. And so they would continue, going back and back if they found a place that they felt was safe. This has got to be very difficult for people, prurient users of child pornography. It's going to be very difficult to find a safe place to go or a place that they feel safe, because I would imagine there's not very many of them, and I imagine they're getting busted all of the time.
Right.
Now, this isn't a particular problem that I have, because I don't have, I've never gone into Google and typed in, how easy is it to find child porn? Because even, I wouldn't even want to read an article about how easy it was, because I'm that scared of these people.
Right.
And that's... that's not a position you want your journalist to be in.
I do have to say, I'll freely admit this, and this was going to, freak people out, but there was a time in my life where I was interested in underage porn.
When you were underage?
Yes, when I was underage, I was interested in trying to find girls my age, and at the time, I did. Lucky that's that nothing ever happened, but yeah.
That's an interesting question. So you're talking about, say, for instance, we're talking about a 15-year-old here. Sure. I can speak as having been...
at the time, it was so long ago that kind of stuff was just shuffled in with other stuff. I mean, the child porn thing was not... I mean, back then, porn on the internet was just like, bah! It was everything everywhere.
All over, yeah.
It was just a mishmash. I mean, now things are kind of orderly, I would say, in the porn industry now, and everybody's... got their, there's like
their
disclaimers. No, there's like disclaimers to say the legal documentation, like this certifies that this is, we checked the documentation, or they, there are porns out there where like the girl actually shows her driver's license. I mean, that actually happened.
Yeah, well, I mean, most of these major porn sites, all you have to do is lie and say you're 18, right? I mean, it doesn't matter. Click,
no,
you're done.
No, not at all.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I've been to Pornhub, and it's not that.
I think it's something 2215 or something. There's a legal disclaimer that at the beginning of a lot of porn will show the traffic.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about what's on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live, it's 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time where you are. We're live here on Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. We're talking about, we were talking about this, the situation with the iPhone being cracked by the FBI. Johnson, you have a little bit more on that?
Or at least their attempt to crack it anyway, which they have repeatedly been failing in up to this point, where supposedly they may be getting some help, some outside help now at this point.
Before you go on with that, I want to go to the phones here. We've got Virgil calling in from Ohio. Virgil, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Good evening, gentlemen. I would hate to become that annoying caller like James from Arizona that calls every night, so I will not call you again for another month probably after this.
As long as you're not threatening me, I'm fine.
But the reason I called is to kind of update all your listeners. Our campaign to raise some funds to help Free Talk Live out has been back online since, I don't know, around lunchtime or so, something like that. I don't remember the time exactly.
It was 11:20 a.m. this morning. So I worked with you on this one. Thanks for bringing it up so I can we can get people up to date on it.
Yep.
what happened was that there, you put up a fundraiser to raise money for the equipment that was taken during the raid of the Free Talk Live studios here on Sunday. And we basically are operational at this point with, you know, cobbled together, but we desperately need some equipment. You know, we need that, and thanks to everybody who donated. You put a $5,000 goal, and that was reached within 24 hours, and people have continued to give over at the GoFundMe site. And also, I recommend using going directly through the AMP program. There's one-time contributions there, and there are monthly you know, contributions, right. And either one will help us get what we need to get done. However, the GoFundMe, I guess, was targeted by this group, Stop Free Keen, that, you know, will basically stop at nothing to go get Ian, essentially. And they certainly don't mind going after me. So they reported the fundraiser as fraudulent. Is that right?
Yeah. GoFundMe allows people, just anonymous people, to actually report fundraising campaigns as frauds, which I guess I can see the reason behind that. But,
that's a good idea,
not
right?
Not when you fraudulently file fraudulent claims, right? And you were talking about this last night, about this being potentially illegal. Actually, it is illegal. Most states in the union have tortious interference laws, and a tortious interference is basically someone actively and maliciously interfering in a contractual or a business relationship. So the folks from Stop Free Keen, they might want to rethink what they're doing. I don't think they're... They might find themselves in an actionable position.
Well, they certainly are in an actionable position because they have admitted to it, and all sorts of things. They, you know, they have no problem lying, and they're so clumsy that they fall into illegal activity all of the time. Mm-hmm. I wish that
they're very, very lucky that so far the people that they've been going after are not. They're peaceful people, you know.
In this case, it looks like they have actually put me in an actionable position as opposed to Ian, my co-host. My co-host Ian doesn't like to get involved in these things. He doesn't like using the state. I, however, am of the opinion if you only have one organization that solves disputes like this, that you're you know, morally allowed to use that organization. I'd like to have alternatives.
Yeah, these guys have a monopoly on justice, and unfortunately we only have them to go to. But I have a list of, you know, quite a few of the people that have filed these fraudulent claims against me because basically what they're doing, since I run the fundraiser, they're calling me a fraud, a scam artist.
Yeah.
They're implying that I'm raising money that I will never turn over to Free Talk Live. Of course, that's preposterous. You and I spoke on the phone today. We talked to GoFundMe representatives. We straightened it all out. This is not fraudulent. It's a legitimate fundraising campaign, and what they're doing is, in fact, against the law. It's a tortious interference between business partners, and I have a list of their names, and I haven't yet decided what to do with it.
Well, I'd love to talk to you about that tomorrow if you'd like to have a conversation.
Absolutely.
But so I want to, you know, give the most realistic kudos I can to GoFundMe without overly stroking them. So they provide a valuable service in the marketplace, and I like them for that. They, in this case, they said that they are going to reevaluate their fraud reporting systems because of this circumstance.
Oh, wow.
So what they're saying is essentially if enough people, and I don't know what that number is, it's certainly more than one, could be more
than
one.
They wouldn't give us a number. They
wouldn't give us a
number. Secret.
Right. Yeah. So the number is 1-2-something, and likely it's lower than 10, that if enough reports come in that they immediately suspend the campaign, and then basically, let their legal department or whomever look at it the next day. Well, the next day, which in this case, I guess they're on Mountain Time, or somebody came in early because it was like 11:20, so that would have been 8:20 Pacific. More people live in Pacific than they do in Mountain. So if they came in within 20 minutes, bam, it's back up. And so I've got to say that I think they did the right thing there, and they did it quickly. I think that they should reevaluate their systems, but you only live and learn in this life, you know? So I'm not holding ill feelings towards GoFundMe on this. I have to say, I think that, you know, my feelings towards them are positive.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, as a bit of momentum was taken from the campaign, basically, you know, like during the show, it was taken off off the internet and didn't get returned for about 12 hours.
Yeah.
And in the internet time, that could be a long time.
Yeah, they did right by us. You know, they fixed the problem. They recognized that there was a trolling campaign basically going on, and I commend them for that. So, we're back up and running. Congrats on the campaign, and we're going to continue to raise money for you guys for the, I don't know, next day or so and see what we come up with. So
keep it up, and people feel free to contribute to that campaign. But I would recommend contributing through the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com, either using the one-time contribution or the
monthly. You guys have a good evening.
Thanks, Virgil. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
855-450-3733. No diss on GoFundMe on that. They really have a good system, and it looks good. It's just the AMP program we get more of. So let's go to the phones. We've got... I believe we've got David on the line here from Keene, New Hampshire. David, you're on Free Talk Live. David, can you hear me?
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. I was just going to say that, can I ask why Ian isn't on? Is he, like, penalized?
Ian's in the timeout box. No, you know, like, right now, it's we just, you know, we're shell-shocked, David. I mean, the Federal Bureau of Investigations, an organization I have never seen a member of, the most efficient and dangerous, you know, deadly, I don't know how to, what sort of superlative to describe these people with, but they're the highest cops in the land, descended upon our studio and took a whole bunch of equipment. And shortly after our co-host was kicked out of the Free State Project, all sort of basically for this sort of similar thing. And I want to make sure that Free Talk Live is a viable, ongoing concern. It was designed to operate without Ian, so let's see whether that's that can happen.
I did contribute something to Virgil the Beaver's thing there. People will probably want to go to that and contribute. And it did quite well. There are supporters.
Can you back up like an inch or two off of your microphone? Yeah.
What kind of microphone are you using? Because it sounds like it has a sock over it.
It doesn't have a sock. It's called LabTech. It's thrift store.
I know exactly what that looks like. It's a unidirectional, like, little, one of those old computer mics that, like, comes in the stem.
Okay, yeah, so it, like, sits on his desk or something and points at him?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, just be about two or three fingers away from that thing. You can use your hand and just be, like, a hand length away.
I'll try.
You sound pretty good there.
Yep.
Okay, and, people should call in. If people in Keene are listening, they should call into KBK and tell them to put Free Talk Live back on the air, because I think a lot of people did write in, and hopefully with emails.
Yeah. Well, what you're saying, David, is
today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. In the last segment, we were talking about Free Talk Live having been taken off of a radio station locally and what that was all about, and I wanted to bring people up to speed on that. But first, I want to tell you how, if you've got legal work, well, I want to recommend LegalZoom.com. Many of the common legal documents that people have to generate every day, LegalZoom.com has, and they are significantly less costly than going through an attorney. They are not attorneys. However, they were started by one. So whether you're looking for a deed transfer, copyright, name change, prenup, divorce, bankruptcy, DUI, DWI, will, living trust, business annual report, LLCs, not-for-profits, any of those things, and many, many, many others, you can simply go to LegalZoom.com. If you use coupon code FTL, you'll save $10 on your order. It's LegalZoom.com, coupon code FTL. Every time you order, you'll save with coupon code FTL at LegalZoom.com. So, real quick, I don't consider this to be the worst situation in the world, but in our hometown, there's a radio station that carries us one day a week. The fact that they only carry us one day a week and we're in town already, I'm like, oh, whatever. A local group, Stop Free Keen, which targets Free Talk Live for basically they're a coalition of people who feel differently about the ideas of liberty, but at their core is a guy who's just a tried and true socialist. Like, he's like a vegan.
He's also a Satanist.
Okay, he's a Satanist, socialist,
yeah,
vegan.
This is
feminist.
The first time I've said that on the radio, but you know what? This guy, just look at his profile. I mean, look at him online. He's a Satanist. the guy who, you know, these people
maybe that's
are
why
following.
He doesn't have a problem lying.
Yeah.
Sorry to all the Satanists out there that believe in telling the truth. Yeah, I mean, I just, whatever. They targeted Free Talk Live, got us taken off of one night a week in an unrated market.
Well, the funny thing is actually, ordinarily, I might even say that a Satanist could potentially see that as a good thing, because Satanism is almost a form of atheism, you know, in that it's,
the,
you know,
Levian,
belief in self, yes. Feel like Levian Satanism, yes. But this guy is just a jerk. You know, he's just, you know, and the reason
well,
why...
Well, he's been defeated too many times, well, and now they are dancing on Ian's grave, essentially.
Right.
Ian's hung himself out to dry by taking too hard of a stance.
I just find it interesting because so many people in that group, Stop Free Keen, consider themselves to be Christians.
Yeah.
So, you know, you'd think that they might have a problem, you know, if they realize, if they actually spent any time looking at the people who they associate with amongst themselves, that, oh, this guy who's kind of leading this group... He's a Satanist. He believes in Satan. You know, like, and he believes that Satan should be worshipped and followed. I mean, it's like, okay.
Yeah, well, either way, that's what happened. If you live in Keene, New Hampshire, and you care, you can get a hold of WKBK and let them know. And if not, yeah, you know, we'll live. So, going on with the story from Apple here, what occurred is apparently the FBI has found, you know, somebody to crack into the iPhone, and it's a little disturbing that they might be out
of
the back door here.
Yeah, they do this on their own. So
it's also disturbing that they can't do it on their own. They have to have somebody show them.
Well, you know, sorry. They might be able to do it outside of Apple is what I mean. So security and privacy experts generally, except for this, maybe this one company is going to help them, have stood alongside Apple, which from day one has contested the court order on the grounds that it would set a dangerous precedent by weakening the encryption and protecting its devices and allow the government and law enforcement to use the 200-plus-year-old All-Rich Act as a launchpad to access data stored on other devices in the future. This was the FBI's hand-chosen case to set a legal precedent and allow them to order companies to break the security on phones, said Nate Cordozo, staff attorney for the Electronic Frontier Foundation. The case was never about one phone. It was always about the legal precedent.
This is EFF saying this, and I don't tend to disagree with EFF too darn often.
Yep, and he says, I think the government was wildly surprised by the level of opposition to its case and the level of support Apple got. The government was frankly taken by surprise and and they blinked. The government said
if this was their hand-picked case to be able to get back doors,
they really thought that they were just going to slide on through with this one and then
in every phone everywhere.
Right.
And that's what this is about.
Right.
And they just
got
crushed.
And these scumbags will keep trying this type of thing over and over. They've been doing it.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, they'll keep trying.
CISPA and, you know, all these other crazy bills to do things with the internet and to do things with people's phones and to other technology. Well, the government said in its motion that it will file a status report with the courts by April 5th. So we'll know by April 5th whether or not they were actually able to get into this iPhone with this third-party company. Let's hope, and I suspect that they may not be able to, so they may go back to the case. But in the meantime, this is a landmark win on many fronts, starting with those who advocate for privacy against surveillance and for technology companies, many of which sided with Apple and surely had some anxiety about the possible outcome of tomorrow's scheduled hearing. We live in a golden age of surveillance, Cordozo said. Everything that we do online is available to law enforcement all of the time. Encryption is going to give people back their privacy in small amounts, some of the time. Law enforcement doesn't like that. Encryption makes things difficult for them. Indeed, law enforcement and government officials, starting with FBI Director James Comey, have made their case for exceptional access since the day Apple relinquished control over encryption keys to the user and the device. No longer could the FBI compel Apple to hand over user data via a warrant.
And that's really the thing about encryption. Encryption takes the power out of the hands of the government, who's already hoovering up every piece of information they can off the internet, and it turns it over to the person, the individual. And that's what freedom is. Some people call that the smallest form of democracy, the ownership of the individual. No, that's not democracy.
But
we
need
to
protect the children from the terrorists.
That's what freedom looks like. Let's go to George calling in from Toronto. George, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Okay. Okay, so I called in yesterday and I asked like the question of if there's a libertarian movement, how can you control people from not doing bad things? And you know, you gave me your answer. I believe I don't know who answered it.
I did. My name's Mark.
Oh, okay. Hi, Mark. I agree with you 100% on that. What your response was made sense, because I don't like to use anything that the government wants to give me either. I don't want their social security, or I don't want their welfare. If I'm hungry, I'm going to go and freaking hunt my food if I have to. I don't care.
If somebody's hungry, I hope they come by my door and knock.
Well, I mean, if that wasn't available, let's just say you don't use our services, you can't have anything. Let's say that was the situation. Okay, so I would rather starve than receive from you because you're going to steal from me later. I don't like them.
Yeah.
So, okay, what I want to talk about today is if it's okay, is what happened last night. First, I want to say I'm really sorry to what happened to you guys. It's pretty obvious that you guys got set up.
It seems suspicious in some ways, that's for sure.
Many ways. Come on, you mentioned what they're doing, which is like becoming the bad guy to catch the bad guy, which makes no sense.
And then we reported on it, and then they busted in.
Exactly. Like, that's just their little way of saying shut up.
It could be. It's an expensive way of saying it, with $15,000 worth of equipment gone. But yes.
It is. It sucks.
And it didn't work because we keep talking about it.
Yeah, the hypocrisy. That's what I want to talk about right now, with what happened yesterday, because it's really obvious that ISIS was created by the U.S. government and Israel. It's really, really obvious. The other problem is this goes way back in the Ottoman Empire. Okay, people were free. Music was allowed. Women wore a headscarf, but it was put over their head. In such a way, a tablecloth, okay? I can't really explain.
Paul in the Bible said that that women, there was unseemly for women to not have their heads covered. So apparently that occurred, in Christian churches too.
Right, but I mean, when there was a caliphate, my mom decided she hated all Muslims, okay, when things started happening. And me, I like to study something before I get an opinion. And I went ahead and I studied Islam, okay? And when you look at the Quran, people will take the verse of strike the person by their neck, cut their head off basically, and cut their fingertips off, the non-believers. But what that was referring to, you have to know the history, was at a certain time when they got kicked out of their home. So they were talking about this is defense. It also goes further into saying if someone offers you peace, accept it. No matter what.
Yeah, there's certainly, there's qualified statements on either side. If you're to take everything that you read in the Bible as literal truth, too, it makes God look really bloodthirsty when they're clearing out Canaan. George, I'm going to hold you over, if you would. Just hold the line. The number 855-450-FREE. That's 855. There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.